The budget language prohibits citizens from challenging high-capacity well permits based on the cumulative effect of all wells on a regional water table. The language seems designed to help two proposed large-scale dairy operations in the Adams County town of Richfield and in the Wood County town of Saratoga. 72nd District Assemblyman Scott Krug, a Republican from Wisconsin Rapids, couldn't get the language stripped out of the budget, but was able to get the policy delayed for 1 year.
The high-capacity well issues, making sure we put that off at least one more year. That's a massive issue in my district. I have $6 billion worth of agriculture in my district.
Krug says the one-year reprieve gives citizens groups time for court challenges. Nancy Cook, who's fighting the dairy plan for the town of Saratoga, says she wasn't surprised that Governor Walker didn't strike it with his veto pen.
Big Ag is very influential in our government in the state of Wisconsin. It's the stripping of the rights away of the individual citizen. Personally, I think it's pathetic. Our groundwater supply is not unlimited.
But supporters of the provision say it only clarifies existing law, which doesn't allow the DNR to consider the cumulative effect of wells. Scott Manley, Vice President of Government Relations for Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce, said in a column, quote, "The legislature was right to short-circuit activist litigation aimed at shutting down economic growth and job creation in key sectors of our economy." I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.